T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've been looking forward to talking to Mr. Rakoff.
I will tell you that nobody as succinctly and accurately sums up the chaos of our government as Bill Rakoff.
And he's with us. Hey, Bill.
I just don't ever feel like I can live up to that introduction every time. So you set the bar way too high.
No, you're
but
great.
In any case, thank
okay,
you.
So,
I appreciate it.
We don't know really where to start, but let's start with, is there any kind of indication or inference or anybody kind of edging towards any kind of discussion about ending this crazy shutdown?
No. I mean, there are some grassroots efforts from some of the backbenchers in the House and the Senate, and there are some others who've been trying to get coalitions together to talk. But look, you can do all of that you want, and you can hold as many press conferences as you want, but as long as two people have their feet dug in the sand, and those are President Trump and Nancy Pelosi, nothing is going to move. And based on the last 24 hours of the tit-for-tat with the State of the Union and then canceling Pelosi's trip to Afghanistan, trust me, that nothing's moving there, at least over the weekend.
Ugh, it's so disappointing. All right, let's talk about the president. This BuzzFeed thing, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, you know, so the BuzzFeed report suggests that Michael Cohen was directed by the president to lie before Congress about his dealings. And, you know, it was a statement that was not necessarily denied by Cohen's camp. It wasn't confirmed by it, but they didn't wave reporters and networks and away from the story necessarily. Rudy Giuliani did. He called it, you know, absolutely untruthful, and Sarah Sanders backed him up just a short time ago, saying it was an absolutely ridiculous assumption that the president would do something like that. And I guess, you know, what we have to wait and find out is what the Mueller report ultimately says about it, but BuzzFeed standing by its story today.
But interesting enough, we haven't seen any tweets from Trump on this.
No tweets from Trump as of yet, and that doesn't mean there isn't going to be one. We've got the weekend coming up, and that's a time that sometimes he likes to take off and go. So we may see something about that as we get through the weekend. But to your point, the only word coming out of the White House has been from Sarah Sanders today.
Right, and the thing that troubles me about this whole report is that, one, I don't trust Michael Cohen. Obviously, he's going to be going to prison for lying to Congress already. He obviously was trying to run with the big dogs, was intoxicated by the power and the spotlight. He's obviously a slime. However, what he says is allegedly corroborated by two independent, two federal law enforcement officials, I should say, and some other alleged evidence.
According to the BuzzFeed report, and we've been doing our checking into that as well, and while we don't have anything to confirm on that, you know, we can say that we haven't found anything that would prove it wrong either. So, you know, we continue to work the story on our side of it, and so that's the thing. You know, are there tapes, are there emails, are there recordings even of the president telling Michael Cohen to do this? And this is something that we, you know, either have to get the confirmation from sources on or wait for the report to come out, if it comes out.
Right.
Bill Rakoff with CBS. Hey, Billy, what really kind of strikes me as poignant regarding this standoff here is that the American people are now more disgusted than ever with both political parties. What's the vibe there? Which party suffers more from this standoff, sir?
Right now, the Republicans do.
Okay.
But it depends where you are. I mean, if you're in a heavy Republican area, you know, such some of the conservative pockets around Pennsylvania, I mean, they're going to tell you they're with their man Trump, and they think Pelosi needs to cave on this. But most of the country, in survey after survey, is putting the lion's share of the blame. And I think Mr. Trump really hell, he has himself to blame for that, because he's the one that ultimately said up front, I will own this shutdown. And he did it in front of cameras and in front of Chuck Schumer. And believe me, the Democrats have not let him forget that.
Right. And there are some of these moments that conservatives kind of do that like forehead slap where they're like, oh, my gosh, please stop talking. Do you feel that there is a similar sentiment among Democrats looking at Nancy Pelosi and just saying, come on, sister, what are you doing?
Well, I think it's on both sides of the aisle. I think you have very uncomfortable Democrats, but who are willing to stand behind their leader at the moment because, again, they do feel like, ultimately, you know, that they do have the upper
momentum,
hand here because
right.
of what Trump said. But I'll say this, Wendy, there is movement among some of the vulnerable Democrats and Republicans who just want to see this thing over mm-hmm. with, and they want to kick this started somehow. They understand the need for it, and they understand the politics of it. Because remember what I told you earlier yesterday? I mean, from a human standpoint, this is devastating, but from a political standpoint, neither party has the incentive to move an inch, and
right.
so and that's how they roll down here. It's political, and so that's why they're not moving.
Hey, Bill, the people that you know and you have personal contact with people affected by this shutdown, are they really starting to personally feel the pinch? I mean, we're 28 days into this. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, I talked to my son, who's a TSA screener,
right?
And he's been talking to some of his buddies, and they are a couple of them are really, really starting to feel the pinch,
right.
And are leaving their jobs, taking second jobs, and sometimes in some cases, some of them have quit.
Wow.
And I mean, it takes something to walk away from a federal job.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to pay the bills.
Exactly right. And that tells you where they are. I mean, some of them are just having trouble. And, I've had some people tell me, it says, well, you know what? I don't understand why people don't plan, why they don't have, and that's easier said than done for some people. You
right.
can't
yeah.
do
it.
I
yeah.
mean, some people live paycheck to paycheck because they have
to. That's just the way it rolls.
Student loans, anybody?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. So there it is.
Bill,
and,
I love the personal side that you put into it with your son because it's so important. And we appreciate you as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.